in 1985, and to ordinary viewers, probably as late as 1986. And I said, someone don't know. I said, well, I don't know. I'll be pretty old, but I might even be a grandson.
Well, I certainly hope you are.
Like 12.
That would be wonderful.
Be able to think that.
Yes.
Else,
yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, that would be wonderful.
And I thought, well, the things that I should have put in that history, but my eyes was in too bad shape. I knew I couldn't take that writing in my hand. I didn't.
Well, you can keep notes and revise the history as you go along. You can add to it.
Well, I might. Mm-hmm. I forgot to add to mention that my grandfather, or grandmother, my paternal grandmother, was married then a second time. But I put a postscript to some of my histories, and I don't remember that one or not where that I did. But I did part of it, where some of the old nephews and nieces remembered hearing about it, but some of them didn't know anything about it. So I put a postscript to some of them. I don't think I got it to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That she later, I didn't know how many years later it was, sometime when all of her children was grown, she remarried. Mm-hmm. And I think of other things that I
think every family ought to have something like that, don't you?
Yes.
It's, and it could be passed down and generation.
Who's that? Of course, some, if you have a start, there's people that do research work like that and they tell me it costs a fortune.
Yes.
I knew it was too much for me. I just had to get mine from. Well, I'd pick up a little over when I first started writing. And there's Mr. Gordon Turner at Scott's Hill. He wrote, he's written, but he's never got it published, a history of the early settlers of Scott's Hill and thereabouts. Well, he, in the round, I learned that his great-grandmother was my great-aunt. She was my mother's aunt. So then I proceeded to call him. I'm not personally acquainted with him, but I called him on the phone and ask him if he could give me the date of birth of my great-grandfather and great-grandmother, when he had that. When I got that was really appreciated to get that.
Do you happen to know the family at Scotts Hill?
Oh, just, I know it's T. the one that has the monuments, you know, sales monuments. Uh-huh. He was mayor at one time, Scotts Hill, and a bus driver, and I don't know. I think he must have a pretty good education. He's very intelligent. I like to talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
I bought mine and my husband's monument from him, and I brought a marker from the brother's grave from him, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the...
Do you know a Mr. Herbert who lives in the country?
I know. I've heard of him.
Uh-huh.
He's still... has an absentee, I believe. There's something about it.
I've heard about that, yes. I'm going to talk to him.
There's an Auburn too.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in California for a long, long time. And when I moved up here, I heard that he had written a history of Henderson County. And he was in California at that time. Of course, he's the native born. Henderson County, and he got his information from different sources, and